Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Motherhood in Hollywood. I am so excited to share this with you guys because I recently got to go onto the red carpet for the 2016 World Choreography Awards. And while I was there, I interviewed some of the world's top choreographers and dancers. I want to share a couple of those interviews with you right now. First is with nominee Allison Holker, who was nominated for a commercial she did with Hewlett-Packard, with HP, and her husband, Stephen Twitch Boss. And here they are talking about the dance that she was nominated for and how it was inspired.
I danced it and choreographed it myself. It was an HP digital commercial. It was a new Hewlett-Packard computer. It was one of its kind. It's a very sleek product, so they wanted the movement to be kind of based off the computer. Very sleek, very linear, easy, compatible, everything. They wanted the movement to really resemble the computer. So it was really interesting. It's a new way for me to choreograph. I worked with the director, the artistic director, to really bring this vision to life for the, you know, for HP, which was such a huge company that was such an honor to work for.
Now, that's something a lot of people don't think about is the choreography that goes into other outlets like commercials and, you know, music videos and that sort of thing. I think we all now are so used to So You Think You Can Dance and Dancing with the Stars. What does it mean for you to be able to do projects like that? So you're like branching out, you're doing all kinds of things.
You know, honestly, I love dance so much. So being involved with any of it and all of it is always so exciting to me. But I really love the art form of choreography. It's such a different skill set than just dancing. It requires a different kind of intention, a different kind of energy, a different kind of eye and creativity. And it pushes me every single day to really push the bounds of who I am and what I see as an artist. So I find it to be very challenging, but also very exciting being a choreographer.
And then who are you going to thank if you win?
I would like to thank my husband, if I were, for being the biggest support system. Right.
And then tell me, do you, Stephen, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
It's been a long time.
Right, exactly.
So tell me, do you also like to choreograph, or do you prefer, like, being performer, or what's your favorite?
Yeah, you know, I do like choreography. Freestyle is my thing, though. I love just kind of getting, just letting it happen impromptu in the moment. But, of course, I've done choreography, I've learned choreography, and for each facet that requires it, you know, it's totally fun. I've done both.
Now, this event, it seems to be getting bigger and bigger every year. Right. Do you think that's a testament to the popularity of dance and the shows that you guys are on or were on?
100%. I don't know if there's ever been a time where dance has been able to be a main character in anything, where dance is actually a standalone situation as opposed to being just part of an environment. So therefore you have things like the World Choreography Awards, where you can have individuals nominated for awards and you can actually see them do their thing, and many examples of them doing their thing, and many places to look and watch them do their thing. So it's an incredible thing, man. And it's only growing at this point in time. It really is.
Now, the next interview I want to share with you guys is with world-renowned choreographer Anita Mann. Now, her name may not be familiar to you, but I'm most certain that her work is. She was a choreographer for Solid Gold, for the Muppets movie, for so many shows and films over the past, and productions really over the past several decades, 4 or 5 decades. And I got excited to talk with her about her work with Elvis Presley. That's right. For those of you who have been following Motherhood in Hollywood, you know I'm a big Elvis fan, and I love all things Elvis. So when I found out Anita Mann was a choreographer on several of his films, I had to talk to her about it. So here's my interview with Anita Mann.
You have been choreographing for a long time. You've been in the dance business for a very long time. What have you seen that's changed the most in dance over the past, you know, several decades? Like, it seems to have changed a lot.
Oh my goodness, yes. The dancers have changed because they can do everything now. I mean, they flip and they do hip-hop and they do ballet and they do lyrical, contemporary, everything. And that's really what I think has been a big, big change. We weren't required when I was young learning that. We learned tap, ballet, and jazz, you know. So we did cartwheels, but I didn't really have a focus when I was a dancer on that kind of extensive training. So I think the biggest change for dance, not choreography, but for dance, is their quality and their unbelievable training.
Like the athleticism that sort of comes along with it, like they really do seem to be able to do everything.
Everything. It's unbelievable. And at a young age, they do it.
Yeah. Do you think that means that fewer kids are learning the traditional, like, ballet? You know, because I notice I have a 3.5-year-old daughter. She just started her in ballet, but, like, her school offers hip-hop and contemporary jazz and all this stuff. And I'm like, does she really need to do that at this age?
You know, I think at 3.5, it's good to have fun.
Right.
I think it's just get the music on. Get them to love what they're doing and to just feel good about moving. I mean, I think that it's just time to enjoy your life then and enjoy what you're doing with music and movement. But I do think ballet is so strong. Even these trained dancers who look like they're just a gymnast, they're really strong in ballet as well. I think that their training has been extremely well-rounded.
Yeah. I have one other question. Did I read that you worked with Elvis?
That I was what?
That you worked with Elvis? Did I read
that? Yeah. Oh, I was. Oh, my gosh. Were you? You weren't born yet.
I know,
okay.
But my mom is a huge Elvis fan, and therefore, vicariously, I am also a huge Elvis fan.
Oh,
so I read
gosh.
That, and I was like, that's amazing. What did you do with
well,
Elvis?
Well, I started as a dancer in the old days, like over 50 years ago. You called SEG, Screen Extras Guild. You registered as a dancer and you got your call for the next day. And so I got a call to go to MGM for an Elvis film as an extra dancer. And I go and I'm dancing in a party sequence and I make up my own little routine because I was thinking they're playing the same music. He's walking through the same area of the party room, and I'm going to make up a little routine. But you're not allowed to be choreographed when you're an extra. You just are a party girl.
Right.
So it was a 3-day job. The second day, the choreographer came up to me and said, Mr. Presley would like to talk to you. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble because I made up a routine, you know, could cost them $8 or whatever. But they called me over and they said that they had been watching me dance and they thought that I was really good and would I be interested in assisting on his next film, the choreographer. And I said, well, I've never assisted. They said, well, the editor said he was cutting around you. And I said, I don't even know what that means. I thought it cutting like I was out.
Right.
Bottom line is, I said I would love to. I immediately went to night school. I took cinematography, I took DP lighting, editing, I took everything I could, and I started assisting on his films, and then I did everything with them for years.
Did you date Elvis?
No! Oh my god. And I honestly thought there was something wrong with me.
No.
We were just like brother and sister. We really were. I'm still good friends with Priscilla.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm very good friends with Priscilla. Yeah. And Joe Esposito, who was his right arm. We're very close.
Yeah.
So I'm still friends with everybody. We were all like family.
That is the story of the night. I love that. I think that is so cool. You accidentally got to choreograph with Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
You win.
And indeed she does. I had so much fun hearing that story, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as well and enjoyed my coverage of the 2016 World Choreography Awards. If you'd like to hear more of my interviews on Motherhood in Hollywood, just search Motherhood in Hollywood on iTunes and subscribe. And if you'd like to, please leave me a review. I appreciate it so much. If you're enjoying the content I'm bringing you, please take a moment and leave me a review. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you on the next episode of Motherhood in Hollywood. Bye.